Konnichiwa, everyone. This is Angelica again. I hope everyone's doing well. Right now it is 9:58 here in America. And I'm doing this podcast again before I go to work. So, yeah. Continuing on from last week, it's still going to be on the topic of movies. So today, I decided to talk about my favorite movie of all time. And, yeah. But, my favorite movie of all time is Inception. And, Inception was directed by Christopher Nolan. The movie came out July 16th, yes, of 2010. And it stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Ken Watanabe, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Marion Cotillard, and Elliot Page. I'm so sorry if I pronounced their names wrong. But I know Leonardo DiCaprio's name is correct. the plot is a little bit confusing when you watch it the first time, but basically it's about this man named Dominic or Dom Cobb, which is played by Leonardo DiCaprio, and he's a skilled thief, but instead of breaking into people's like homes and their office and the computer, he gets the information he needs by going through your mind through dreams. Yeah, I guess that's the easiest way to explain that. And basically he recruits some people to help him get this one person's information that they need. So, because I don't want to spoil too much, but yeah. But yeah, I think what draw me into this movie, why it is my favorite movie, is because number one, I love science fiction, so that was a check on my list. And like I said, the plot was a little bit difficult to understand the first time you watch it, but once you watch it over and over again, like, it's like, oh, you start to put pieces together and stuff. And and of course the acting, which is, oh, it's amazing. Leonardo DiCaprio did such a good job, but so did Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Like, everybody in that movie did so well. And I don't know the flow of the movie is not boring. Like, you're engaged throughout the whole entire movie. It's just, yeah. And the music score, which is composed by Hans Zimmer, who's so really talented. That's why I said the music is so memorable. And Hans Zimmer also worked on more Christopher Nolan movies like Interstellar and I believe The Dark Knight too. I think he also did The Dark Knight. But yeah, which is The Dark Knight is also directed by Christopher Nolan, which is my favorite DC movie of all time. Christopher Nolan, he's such a talented director. He really is. Every single movie I've seen of his, I've enjoyed. I did not finish watching Dunkirk, so I gotta finish watching that movie. But yeah. I guess that's all I need to say about my movie. But if you have not watched it, I highly, highly recommend watching any Christopher Nolan movie. He is such a great director, and his movies are so well written. And of course, the actors that he always picks are great, wonderful, talented actors. That's it. a little TMI to end this. 2 days ago I saw Boss Baby 2 in the theaters, since we're still on the topic of movies. It was okay. It was a cute little movie. I know the critics didn't like it. You know, they like point out little technical things and stuff. But I was like, it was a cute movie and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the first one that came out. I think it was like a year ago, 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. And basically it's about babies who are smarter than you think, basically. And then they need the help of parents. Well, not really parents, but adults. But they don't really need, well, they don't really need the help of adults. It's more like the babies save the day. So, but yeah, I highly recommend. Actually, I do. Yeah, I highly recommend that movie. If you like little cute movies, you know, doesn't have to be A+ Oscar movie, just something to watch to, you know, to pass the time. I highly recommend Boss Baby, the first and the second one. But yeah, that's all I have to say. I hope you guys enjoy my podcast and me rambling. But yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful day or weekend or week. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.
Hi girls, hi Angelica, this is Chico. Actually, I have yet to see the Inception. I'm a big fan of Leonardo DiCaprio and Ken Watanabe. So just their presence in the movie makes me nervous. So I can watch it. Aaron, it's nice to hear about another great movie today. I'm looking forward to next week. Thank you.